This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The 18th BRICS summit is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi under India's chairship. Addressing the opening session of the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said BRICS has established its identity on the world stage over the last 20 years and described the ongoing summit as a historic milestone. The Prime Minister said India's chairship of BRICS is based on a people-centric and humanity-first approach. He said resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability have been India's foremost priorities as chair. He proposed a 10-point roadmap for global governance at the summit. Mr. Modi said reform of the United Nations Security Council can no longer wait and stressed that the global south must become a rule shaper. The two-day grand event brought together 11 member nations and 10 partner countries. Several key world leaders are participating, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. New Delhi Declaration adopted on the first day of the BRICS summit today in New Delhi. The BRICS countries in the New Delhi Declaration voiced serious concern over the rise of unilateral tariffs and non-tariff measures that distort trade and are inconsistent with World Trade Organization rules, while condemning unilateral coercive measures that are contrary to international law. The declaration stressed the need for greater engagement in conflict prevention efforts, including by addressing the root causes of conflicts. The grouping also reiterated its commitment to the peaceful resolution of international disputes through dialogue, consultation and diplomacy. Saudi Arabia has temporarily shut down its major east-west oil pipeline a day after the facility was targeted in a drone attack. The east-west pipeline has played a key role in Saudi Arabia's ability to continue exporting oil following the disruption of the Strait of Hormuz during Iran's war with the US and Israel. The 1,200-kilometer pipeline shut down by Saudi Arabia is the key alternative route for the kingdom's oil to reach global markets, bypassing the Strait of Hormuz. It has been shipping 4 million to 5 million barrels per day in recent months, amounting to 4 to 5% of global supply. The shutdown comes as Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen captured the port of Mocha and the strategic island of Perim in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait at the southern entrance to the Red Sea, opening a new front in the ongoing West Asia conflict. The government has approved 18,77,000 houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0, giving further impetus to the implementation of the scheme and advancing the goal of housing for all in urban areas. The decision was taken at the 9th meeting of the Central Sanctioning and Monitoring Committee held in New Delhi on Thursday. The meeting was chaired by the Secretary of the Department of Urban Development in the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, Satendra Singh. During the meeting, around 29,000 additional houses were approved under the beneficiary-led construction and affordable housing in partnership verticals of PMAY Urban 2.0. The approvals cover six states: Assam, Bihar, Gujarat, Telangana, Tripura and Uttar Pradesh. China Southern Airlines said that it will resume regular passenger flights between Guangzhou and New Delhi from the 21st of this month, ending a six-year suspension. Air services between India and China were suspended after the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. The resumption comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping visits India for the BRICS summit and holds talks with Prime Minister Modi. In March this year, Indian carrier IndiGo also began daily flights between Shanghai and Kolkata, further expanding air links between the two countries. The 11th National Ayurveda Day Come Farmers and Entrepreneurs Meet was organized at the CSIR Northeast Institute of Science and Technology Itanagar branch, G Sector, Nahalagan yesterday. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wang Su attended the program as chief guest. A dedicated technical session was organized on cultivation of medicinal and aromatic plants, followed by an interactive session with farmers, entrepreneurs, participants and invited guests. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.